यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्द यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदान यमुना तीरावन चारि जमुना यमुना तीरावन चारि जमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारे जय राधा माधव जय गोपीजन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारे जय जय गोपीजन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारे जय यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्द यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्द यमुना तीरावन चारि जमुना यमुना तीरावन चारि जमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारे जय राधा माधव हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण ज जय प्रभुपदा श्रीला प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा श्रीला प्रभुपदा प्रभु हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नितय गौर हरि नितय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नितय गौर नितय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नितय गौर जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर सज्जिभान गेशिल अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की स्कान फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर सज्जी भाई गेशिल भक्त सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोसाई प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की श्री वृंदावन धाम की श्री श्री नवदीप मैपुर धाम की श्रीमती तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की गंगा जमुना माई की गौर प्रेमानंदे हरिनाम संकीर्तन की श्री श्री किशोर किशोरी जी की श्री श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा जी की श्री श्री गौरनिताय की श्रील प्रभुपाद की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू शंबुल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू शंबुल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी तेम्बुल डिवोटिस ऑल ग्लोरी ऑल गुरुन गरांग की जय श्री प्रभुपाद की ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यम् ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतम् परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितं हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये नमो महाबदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्यं नामने गौरत्विषे नमः वाक्षाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
So today we will be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, chapter 6, titled Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad instructs his demoniac schoolmates. Text we will read today, second. So today is also disappearance of Loknath Goswami. Loknath Goswami, disappearance. What happened? Usually we talk something about the Acharya also, when appearance or disappearance of any Acharya, Vaishnava Acharya. Usually in Vrindavan, some discussion takes place about the particular Acharya. By disappearance day or appearance day. So should I talk something about Loknath Goswami? And if yes, then before or after Bhagavatam? First. Then, so we will go through text and after Bhagavatam in this session. In continuation, some time we will take for discussing or describing the pastimes of our activities of our devotional servitor, Loknath Goswami, one of the most important associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. However, please repeat with him.
Yathahi purushasyeha विष्णुः पादोपसर्पणम् यद्देश सर्वभूतानां प्रिय आत्मेश्वरः सुहृत्
यथा हि पुरुषस्येह विष्णोः पादोपसर्पणम् यद्देश सर्वभूतानां प्रिय आत्मेश्वरः सुहृत् यथा हि पुरुषस्येह विष्णो पादोपसर्पणम् यद्देश सर्वभूतानां प्रिय आत्मेश्वरः सुहृत्
ताजीलो Yatha, in order that he indeed Purushasya of a living entity Iha here Vishnu of Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Pad Upasarpanam, approaching the lotus feet, yat, because, esa, this, sarvbhutanam, of all living entities, priyaha, the dear one, atmishwaraha, the master of the souls, the super soul, Suhirt, the best well-wisher and friend. Translation and purpose of Srila Prabhupada. So, Srila Prabhupada ki, the human form of life affords one a chance to return home back to Godhead. Therefore, every living entity
especially in the human form of life, must engage in devotional service to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. This devotional service is natural because Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the most beloved, the master of the soul, and the well-wishers of all other living beings. Purport. Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 5:29, Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram Suhridam Sarva Bhuta Nam Gyatva Mam Shanti Mrikshati. The sages, knowing me as the ultimate purpose of all sacrifices and austerity, the Supreme Lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attain peace from the pains of material misery. Simply by understanding these three facts, that the Supreme Lord Vishnu is the proprietor of entire creation, and he is the best well-wishing friend of all living entities, and that he is the supreme enjoyer of everything, one becomes peaceful and happy. For this transcendental happiness, the living entity has to wander throughout the universe in different forms of life and different planetesis. But because he has forgotten his ultimate relationship with Vishnu, he has merely suffered life after life. Therefore, the educational system in human form of life should be so perfect that one will understand his intimate relationship with God or Vishnu. Every living entity has an intimate relationship with God. One should therefore glorify the Lord in the adoration of Santaras, or revive his eternal relationship with the Vishnu as a servant in Dasyaras, a friend in Sakhyaras, a parent in Vatsalyaras, and a conjugal lover in Madhurjaras. All these relationships are on the platform of love. Vishnu is the center of love for everything, and therefore the duty of everyone is to engage in the loving service of the Lord. As stated by Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavatam 3:25-30, Esam aham priya atma suhrtcha sakha guru suhrdo daivas ishtam. In any form of life, we are related with Vishnu, who is the most beloved, the super soul, son, friend, and guru. But our eternal relationship with God can be revived in the human form of life, and that should be the goal of education. Indeed, that is the perfection of life and the perfection of education. Yatha hi purushasyaha Vishnu pado pasarpanam yadesha sarvbhutanam priyah atmeshwara suhit. In this particular chapter, Prahlad Maharaj gives instruction to his friends, classmate. In Srimad Bhagavatam, this part of Srimad Bhagavatam, especially instruction given by Prahlad Maharaj to his classmate, considered to be the one of the most important instruction. Prahlad Maharaj, ye Bhagavat, Mahabhagavatam, there are 12 personality who are supposed to know the ultimate goal of human form of life, and they perfectly everything in relationship with Krishna, Mahabhagavat. Swambhu Narado Shambhu Swambhu Narado Swambhu Narado Kumara Kapilo Manu Prahlado Janako Vishmu Valir Vayashiki. There are 12 highly elevated authorities of Veda. So Prahlad Maharaj is one of them. Previous verse, Prahlad Maharaj talks about devotional service, Bhagavat Dharma, and he talks about the best suited time for starting devotional service is Kumaravastha, Kaumar, from 5 to 10, before 5, that called childhood, and from 5 to 10 years, boyhood, balavastha. Kaumar acharit pragyo dharman bhagavatanya. Bhagavat dharma, in this material world, this Bhagavat dharma should be started, executed, when we are Kaumar, age of between 5 and 10. And he said, Durlabham manusam janma tadapyartham adhruvam arthadan. Because human form of life is very, very rare. When Krishna becomes extremely pleased with any living entity, the mercy of Krishna, Lord Vishnu, manifest in form of that we obtain, we get human form of life. Durlabham manusam janma tadapi adhurvam artha. Though this is very much important form of life, human form of life, very rarely achieved. Prahlad Maharaj talks about, but it is temporary, the human form of life, like other form of life, other, but it's very temporary. But it can afford all facility needed for spiritual progress. Prabhupada has talked the human form of life. The human form of life affords one chance to return home back to Godhead. This is most important. All facility we need for spiritual progress. If someone wants, really someone is serious about making substantial progress in spiritual life, that is the human form, human body very much conducive. It can afford all facility needed for spiritual progress. So here in this verse, Prahlad Maharaj, yathahi purushasya iha Vishnu pado prasanna. There, since we have obtained the very rare human form of life, since we have obtained this, then we are duty bound. We should take shelter of lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Vishnu Pado Pasarpanam. We must take shelter in the lotus feet Lord Vishnu and execute devotional service. We should serve him. And then, as if the boy, why we should take shelter of Krishna, Vishnu? Then, yadesha sarbhutanam priya. Lord Vishnu is very much dear to us, the living in. Sarbhutanam priya. Sarv. Krishna is very much dear. Sarvabhutana, for all living entity. Atma, he is super soul. Krishna is super soul. As a super soul, he is residing in everyone's heart. Krishna is present in everyone's heart. This fact is many times, many places in Vedic literature repeatedly expressed. That Paramatma Krishna as Paramatma, as Super Soul, he resides in everyone's heart. Ishvara Sarvbhutanam Hridayase Arjun Tishtati Bhramayan Sarvbhutanam Yantra Rurhanim. Krishna says, Ishvara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as a Super Soul, resides in everyone's heart. Ishvara Sarvbhutanam Hridayase Arjun. So Krishna resides in the heart of a living entity. Here Prahlad Maharaj, Atma, he is super soul. Well, and Ishvara, controller. Everything in this material world or even spiritual world, anything, it is owned by Krishna and controlled by Krishna. So he is in the heart of every living entity, as Ishvara, controller, and then Suhrit. Suhrit means well-wisher. Krishna is well-wisher of all living entity. For that reason, we should take shelter in the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. In this purpose, I quoted one of verse from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. It is 5th chapter and concluding verse, last verse of Bhagavad Gita, 5th chapter. Krishna talks of Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasa. Krishna is enjoyer of all sacrifices. Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasa. Whether we are performing austerities or yajna, ultimate and supreme enjoyer is Krishna. Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. Maha Ishwar. Ishwar means controller. He is Maha Ishwar. He is controlling everything. Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. He is controller. He is enjoyer. He is even maintainer. And he is controller. I mean owner of the whole universe. And same time, Suhridam Sarvabhutanam. Suhrid means well-wisher. Like in general case, usually the parents are the well-wisher of his sons. Parents, naturally, they are well-wisher. So similarly, Krishna is a supreme well-wisher of all living entities. Gyatva mam santim rikshati. Krishna says, Prabhupada, sometimes he used to say that this verse is peace formula. If anyone wants to peace, shanti, perfect shanti, ultimate shanti, sukha, then that person is required to know three things only. One thing is Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam, means Krishna is enjoyer of all sacrifices as well as austerity. He is enjoyer. We are not enjoyer. We are worker. We should not claim that we are enjoyer because we are doing some activity and we are enjoyer. No. Krishna is enjoyer. The one, three things we have to know. If really we want shanti, shanti, om, shanti, shanti means peace, happiness, transcendental bliss. Then we have to know that Krishna is enjoyer of everything, material or spiritual. And Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwar. Ishwar means proprietor, controller. Krishna is, Vishnu is controller, he is proprietor. And third thing, Suhridam Sarvahutanam. Krishna is well-wisher of every living entity. Krishna Gyatva, if someone knows this fact, then he obtains, he can get Shanti. We are interested, all of us, we are seeking for peace, happiness, pleasure. So for that reason, we should take shelter in lotus feet of Lord Krishna and we should know these three facts. He is enjoyer, he is controller, proprietor, and he is well-wisher of all living entities. We are seeking that pleasure, knowingly or unknowingly. In the beginning of our purpose, Srila Prabhupada starts there. Every living entity, we are seeking, we are desiring, we want to get Shanti. We are seeking, we are looking for Shanti, but we are trying to find Shanti, peace, in wrong direction. We are moving in wrong direction. Though we are moving to get peace, but we are going in wrong direction. We think that we can enjoy or we can satisfy, gratify our senses up to maximum extent in this material world by material assets. So this is not possible. If really we want to peace, Shanti, then Srila Prabhupada in this purpose talks about we should take shelter in the lotus feet of Krishna. We should serve Krishna. We should revive our relationship with Krishna. And basically, our relationship with Krishna, we try to revive in five different rasa. One is called Shantaras. Shantaras means a devotee. He appreciates, he notes the greatness of Krishna. But he thinks that Krishna is so great, so big, that he need not any service from us. And in that rasa, in that mellow, a devotee does not develop desire to serve him. That is called Shantra. Though he appreciates the fields, he is connected with Krishna, but same time he has not developed desire to serve. He thinks he is so great that he need not my service. So Prabhupada talked about, we should try to, that is also one of the mellow. We should revive our relationship with this way. And then Dasya Ras. Dasya means a devotee considered, I am servant. And Krishna is my master. So every moment she tries his level best to serve Krishna. Typical Udharan like Hanuman, Das, they are always very much eager to serve Krishna. And then Vatsalya, parental relationship, that is also called Vatsalya. And then Sakya, a devotee feels Krishna that he is my friend. So same friendly relation he wants to serve. And the final is called Madhurya Rasa. Conjugal relationship. So we should try our level best to revive this Krishna consciousness. In Vedic literature, it is described that Krishna consciousness, our pure attraction for Krishna is there in our heart. It is not that we have to obtain, we have to get from outside. It is there. It means every single living entity is potentially a great devotee. He is attracted for Krishna. But that relationship, that consciousness is in the dormant condition. It is there, in the sleeping condition. Simply we have to revive them, so awaken, awaken. कृष्ण प्रेम नित्य सिद्ध कृष्ण प्रेम साध्य को भुनय श्रवण आदि शुद्ध चीते करय उदक। कृष्ण प्रेम प्योर कृष्ण कॉन्शसनेस प्योर अट्रैक्शन फॉर कृष्ण इज देयर इन अवर हार्ट। इट इज नॉट दैट वी हैव टू गेट फ्रॉम आउट, इट इज देयर। नित्य सिद्ध, नित्य सिद्ध में इटर्नली एग्जिस्ट सिचुएटेड इन कृष्ण प्रेम इन अवर हार्ट। नित्य सिद्ध कृष्ण प्रेम साध्य कभु नय श्रवण आदि शुद्ध चीते। वेन वी इंगेज अवर सेल्फ इन श्रवण एंड कीर्तन हियरिंग एंड चैंटिंग अबाउट द ग्लोरीज अबाउट द पास्ट टाइम अबाउट द नेम ऑफ कृष्ण हियरिंग एंड चैंटिंग श्रवण आदि शुद्ध चीते देन आवर कॉन्शसनेस आवर चित्त बिकम्स कंप्लीटली क्लींस प्यूरिफाइड एंड वंस आवर चित्त माइंड कॉन्शसनेस इंटेलिजेंट कंप्लीटली प्यूरिफाइड इमीडिएटली कृष्ण अलोंग विथ अट्रैक्शन फॉर कृष्ण प्रेम मैनिफेस्ट इन अवर हार्ट। तो फॉर दैट रीजन प्रहलाद महाराज हियर पर उपास्टाक वी आर सीकिंग दैट प्लेजर ट्रांसडेंटल ब्लिस दैट इज देयर इन अवर हार्ट। सो इफ वी सरेंडर इन कृष्ण प्रहलाद महाराज से विष्णु पादोपसर्पण taking shelter in the lotus feet of Krishna, surrendering to lotus feet of Krishna, and it is very, so we can revive our Krishna consciousness. So for that reason, in this purport, Srila Prabhupada, quoting Bhagavad Gita and other shastras also, talks about we should take shelter in the lotus feet of Krishna. If really we want to obtain spiritual bliss, eternal shanti, eternal peace, then only way to obtain it to take shelter in the lotus feet of Krishna, Vishnu. And Prahlada Maharaj talk, it is very easy because he is our suhrit. Suhrit means well-wisher. Once we develop interest, desire to engage in devotional service to Krishna. Since Krishna is our well-wisher, so Suhrid, immediately he gives all help, his mercy. By his mercy we can get Krishna consciousness, we can enjoy eternal spiritual bliss, shanti, sukh, happiness. Simply by taking shelter in the lotus feet, to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. So this is like the beginning. Yatha hi purushasya Vishnu padopasarva. Purush, living entity, especially human being, if really we want to have shanti, peace, then we should take shelter of lotus feet of Krishna. As long as we are in this material world, so here in purport, Prabhupada also talks about, we are always surrounded by suffering, misery. Janma, mritu, jara, vyadi. As long as we are in this material world, in this material body, we have to encounter the suffering. Janma, jan means taking birth. If someone, if say like human form of life we want to get, then we must have to remain in the womb of mother at least 9-10 months. And that place is very horrible place. We can't move our limbs. Of course, in Vedic literature it is described on the 7th month of pregnancy, when child becomes 7 months, that time he is given remembrance. For what reason, what mistake he did, that is reason why he has come in the such a horrible position. The living entity within the womb of mother, when he becomes 7th month period of pregnancy, is given remembrance. And that time a living entity within the womb of mother prays, requests Lord, my dear Lord, please get out from this place, horrible place, miserable place. As soon as I will take birth, I engage myself in devotional service. So every living entity, especially human being, we have promised, all of you, all of us have promised that this, we will devote this life. Again, we will not do, only think will devotional service. But as soon as we come out from the womb of mother, from the belly of mother, we, due to influence of external energy, we forget. So we have promised. So Prahlad Maharaj here, Srila Prabhupada here is talking about taking birth. It is a very miserable situation. We have to go through that period. And janma, and towards the end of life, mrityu, that is like personification of fear, misery. And between birth and death, janma and mrityu, they are another two very big frustrating problem. Jara and vyadhi. Jara means invalidity of old age. Old age. That is also, it is, we don't want, but this situation is imposed upon us. None of us want to become old, but this invalidity of old age is imposed forcefully on us. It is a very miserable situation. Janm, mrityu, jara means old age, and vyadhi. Vyadhi means disease, sickness. So as long as we will be in this material body, if we are not taking certain lotus feet of Krishna, we must go through this repeated cycle of birth and death. Punarapi jannam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jathresa. If we will not take shelter, then we have to encounter, we have to face this pain of misery, janma, mrityu, jara and vyadhi. So for that reason, Prahlad Maharaj takes, immediately, since we have gotten this golden opportunity, human form of life, which affords all facility needed for spiritual progress, if we want to get out from the cycle of birth and death, then human form of life will afford all facility, all help. For that reason, Prahlad Maharaj here said, Pursasya iha Vishnu padarsapan. Since we have obtained the human form of life, we should surrender unto the lotus feet of Vishnu, Krishna. And then second part of verse talks about, it is easy, because he is our well-wisher. We are not taking shelter of some of enemy. As soon as we will take shelter, shelter of Vishnu, he will give all peace. So, Prahlad Maharaj, starting, this is first verse, he talks about well-suited time, period, of beginning, starting devotional services, Kumaravastha, Kaumar. Of any time, it is never too late to start devotional service. However, the well-suited time, golden time to start devotional service is Kumaravastha, between 5 and 10. Kumar acharet pragyo bhag dharman bhagavata. Again, the durlabham manusam janmam tadapya durlabh, very rare. After many, many repeated births and different species of life, we know there are 8,400,000 species of life. So out of 8,400,000 species of life, only human form of life gives all facilities for spiritual prayers and it can afford all facility. Other form of life, they are not, though anyone can perform, they are also spiritual life, but very difficult, almost impossible to get highest perfectional stage in the other form of life. Human form of life, we can get highest possible perfectional stage of life by this human form of life. So Prahlad Maharaj here talks about human form, rare opportunity we have got that should be utilized in the service of Krishna. So I would like to talk about something about Loknath Goswami. So here I stop. You will say, since today is disappearance, I understand today disappearance day of Loknath Goswami. You must be knowing the when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there in Navadvip, Mayapur. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displaying his pastime before taking sannyas at the age of 24. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. So before sannyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there in Mayapur, Navadvip. So before taking sannyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent two great personalities to Vrindavan. One was Bhugarbha Goswami and Loknath Goswami, the two persons. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally ordered that you, Loknath Goswami and Bhugarbha Goswami, you go there, live in Vrindavan, and you cultivate your Krishna consciousness there in that land. That land, Braj Bhumi, is best suitable place for you, both are. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed the both Loknath Goswami and Bhugarbha Goswami, they came to Vrindavan. They were staying. Many things to say, but in brief, one day Loknath Goswami was of course, most of his time Loknath Goswami spent in Khadirban. In Braj, there are 12 different forests consist of Braj. Vrindavan is one of them. So Loknath Goswami was staying, most of his time he spent in Khadirban. Khadirban is a place where Bakasur was delivered. Bakasur, a demon in form of bird, crane, came and he was delivered by Krishna. That track of land, that forest is called Khadirban. So Loknath Goswami came to know, he heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taken sannyas, and after taking sannyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had gone to Jagannath Puri. So he had developed desire, I should see that sannyas roop, sannyas form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in childhood, boyhood, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was displaying his, what is such a nice, beautiful form. Long curly hair, black curly hair. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu putting the pitambar yellow garment, vastra, very nice far. So he wanted to see, Loknath Goswami developed desire to see the sannyas form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was waiting, since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has promised them. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sending them to Vrindavan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that you go there. In due course of time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu promised that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come to Vrindavan. So they were waiting, many years passed. They were thinking that as soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he will come to Vrindavan. And they heard that he had taken sannyas, he was supposed to come to Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not come. Rather, he went to Jagannath Puri. And they are waiting. And then Loknath Goswami decided to go to Jagannath Puri and see Lord Chaitanya. So Loknath Goswami started his walking. He walked all the way from Vrindavan to Jagannathpuri. Approximately 2,000 kilometers, somewhere 1,400 miles. All the way walk with single desire, only desire to see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, have the darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He walked, came to Jagannathpuri, and when Loknath Goswami came to Jagannathpuri, he heard, he came to know that, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here for a time being. But many months ago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had gone to South India. So Loknath Goswami started to follow him. Follow him, many months behind he was following. Went following people, huh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here, Rameswaram, for like 3 months ago. Rameswaram there, and at one point, he came to know that, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sighted in South India, then he returned to Jagannath. Loknath Goswami returned to Jagannathpuri. When Loknath Goswami returned to Jagannathpuri, then he was informed that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from South India. He stayed some time here. Again, then he has gone to Vrindavan. So again, Loknath Goswami from Jagannathpuri started a journey for Vrindavan, came to Vrindavan. And when he inquired, then people, devotee told him that, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here in Vrindavan for more than 2 months. But that a few months ago he returned to Jagannathpuri. So complete, almost 6 years has taken place in this traveling here. And then Loknath Goswami was tired physically, mentally, his senses were all tired. And again fear was, if we will go there, Jagannathpuri, again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu maybe go some. So he sat in Khadirban. Still that place is there where Loknath Goswami was sitting in the bank of a kunda in the bhajan puti. He was crying that probably in this lifetime I will not be able to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was crying. That particular day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were in Jagannathpuri. And it was afternoon time. Sun was about to set. Loknath Goswami was crying. All of a sudden Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, stand right in front of him in a sannyas dress, sannyas form. And Loknath Goswami was able to see that form and talk for a few minutes, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared right there. So this Loknath Goswami was one of the most important associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Before taking sannyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Loknath Goswami and Bhugar Goswami in Vrindavan. So Loknath Goswami, bhajan kuti is there. And you know this fact. Loknath Goswami was not very much interested to accept disciple. Only disciple he did accept, who is Narottam Das is the disciple of Loknath Goswami. So today is disappearance day of Loknath Goswami Bishop. However, I hear, stop, you have any question relating Bhagavatam part or this Loknath Goswami, you are most welcome. Okay, Prabhu, go ahead.
Krishna Maharaj. Hello, can you hear me? Thank you for your class. You were mentioning that Krishna, like a father is always a well-wisher for his children. So, and you were also mentioning that the soul is in everyone's heart. So my question is related to that. We hear in the Upanishads that there's two birds in the heart. One is Krishna and one is, you know, us. And he's willing to give us all undivided attention. In the material world, we become envious. We see that, because in the material world, a father has his favorite son. And sometimes we could apply that in devotional service, like, why is Krishna giving them more undivided attention than me? They have better services, you know, or they have more opulence than me. So how does one give up this envy that Krishna is willing to give everyone undivided attention, but how do we give up this envy that, you know, to see that God loves them more than me?
In Vedic lit, dva suparana sajva sakhaya shamana brikshi shashum sujat. But the body is compared as tree, and heart is one of the branch of the tree. And that particular branch means heart branch. Two birds are sitting in the heart, two. Dva suparna sajva sakhaya samana vrikshi. One is super soul, Krishna, and another is soul, Atma, sitting. Both. Dva suparna sajva samana. And that tree bears two type of fruit. In that tree, in the body tree, two variety. One is very much pleasing, very sweet fruit, and other fruit, they are very bitter, very bitter in same body. Usually we have experienced that if one tree, most all the, if one fruit is sweet, then every sweet, fruit should be. But this tree bears two different fruit. One is called happiness and another is distress, sukh and dukh. Out of the two bird, soul, atma, jeev, he enjoy, eats the fruit. If it is sweet, he is forced to eat that. If it is bitter, then he is forced to, or he enjoy. But the another tree, Paramatma, he is like witness. In this material, in this body, whether we are happiness or this living entity is influenced because he eats, but Paramatma is. The another brother, the friend, Paramatma, he is also looking when he will surrender. The living entity, as soon as he face himself towards his friend, friend bird, takes shelter, immediately he becomes peaceful. The friend, the Paramatma, who is next to Atma, living entity, just he desires, he will, he wants that he should surrender. But that somehow or other, Vedic literature describes that Paramatma never force his friend, living entity, to surrender to him. Krishna has given that minute independent to every living entity. And Krishna never takes that independent. So it is our decision, absolutely human being, living entity, they have to decide whether he wants to enjoy this material world, remain in this material world, or he takes it. So Krishna is there waiting. Well-wisher. And that well-wisher is very competent one. Even parent, though they are well-wisher, very nice, but they have their limitations. They can't do anything, in some cases. So we have experienced that the mother, she is the well-wisher of her child. Sometimes child is crying due to some type of like some pain in his stomach. Child is crying. he is hungry, he wants. That time mother doesn't know Because those seeds will be sown. But she does not experience what she is thinking, that the child did maybe something wrong. He administered bitter medicine. And then child, that misery, that crying increased. But Krishna, and sometimes what happened, that her child is sick. She wants that he should be treated, the child should be treated, but she has no enough money. So though she is well wished, so he has not competent enough, she has not, she can afford the medical treatment. But Krishna is such a well-wisher. He knows everything. His child cries, mother doesn't know whether he is crying for medicine or crying for food. Sometimes he is crying for food and he administered bitter medicine, or sometimes he some pain is there in the stomach and he gives him food. But Krishna is such a well-wisher, he knows everything. What is the root cause of suffering? And same time, he is competent enough. He is rich enough. Sometimes mother can't afford the medical bill, but not is it for Krishna. He can afford him. So, but somehow or other, it is the nature of Krishna. He doesn't force a living need to take shelter. It is our decision. Absolutely. If we have minute independence, and that independence never Krishna whatever snatch the independence. So if you want to take shelter, then all he is ready to give all help. If you want to remain this material world and suffer, then he will give intelligence for that one also. Okay, go ahead. Because no question, if he will force a living entity to surrender, then the sweetness of love, affection would be not there. How? When Krishna never force a living entity to surrender. Krishna sarv dharman pratyaja mame kam sharanam var aham tvam sarva paapa vimokshayishyami. Before that, iti te jnanam akhyatam guhyat guhyataram maya. Almost towards the end, before that, sarva dharman, before that, idam te jnanam akhyatam. Krishna said, this knowledge, transcendental knowledge, it has spoken, I have spoken to you, idam te jnanam akhyatam guhyat guhyat, most confidential knowledge I have imparted to you. But now, vimirsa etat asesena yathekshasi tatha kuru. Consider this, deliberately think, and yatha ikshasi tatha kuru. Do as you like. In Bhagavad Gita, vimirsa etat asesena. Think about, I have imparted all confidential transcendental knowledge into you, but now you have to take decision whether you are willing to fight or not. I will not force you. You want to fight, I am here to help you. If you don't want to fight, I can take a U-turn. Return to Hastinapura, wherever you like. So Krishna never impose even knowledge or his prema or devotion. No, it is not imposed. It is our decision. We are independent to decide whether we want to serve Krishna or whether we want to serve Maya. If you want to serve Krishna, he will give all facility. If you want to serve Maya, he will give all facility for that also. Okay, go ahead. You want to say something? Question or comment? Why not comment first? Okay, go ahead. Okay, go ahead, question.
Srila Prabhupada is writing in the purport for today that we are to revive an intimate relationship with the Supreme Lord and one of the five rasas. And we know two of the rasas pertain strictly to...
please, again.
So Prabhupada is saying in the purport that we should revive our intimate relationship with the Lord and one of the five rasas. Then he mentions
five different rasas.
And we know that two of the rasas pertain strictly to Vrindavan, bhakti, and then Dasya and Sakya, they have other aspects, but also are in Vrindavan bhakti. And as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we're after Vrindavan bhakti. And so in order for us to revive our intimate relationship with Krishna in terms of Vrindavan bhakti, then the path that allows for that revival is Raghunuga bhakti. That's what we hear from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So my question is actually about the topic of Raghunuga bhakti itself. It seems like that topic is never discussed plainly or openly with great clarity, even though that's the actual sadhana that will allow for the revival, if you will, of the intimate relationship with Krishna and Vrindavan. So my question is more like, why is that such a taboo topic? And in our, let's say, ISKCON family, many times we see that it's glossed over, it's not discussed at all, or whenever any question is brought up about the subject matter, it's dismissed, or some quotes talking about not jumping over to spiritual master and these sorts of things. So my question is, why is the topic of Raghunuga Bhakti so taboo when that's actually the process required for reviving an intimate relationship with Krishna?
Especially Vrindavan Bharata, here Dr. Madhurya Ras, really highly elevated and like confidential relationship, most glorious one. And because historical exam, historical fact is there that many, everyone likes to develop himself that platform. And sometimes what happens that even the people have not elevated themselves on that platform, but they pretend that they have reached that platform. And then that we call the, you know, sahajiya, the soft quality, sahajiya type. They take very cheaply, even materially also. For that reason, vaidhi bhakti, regulated devotional service, advice is given in Shastra, Acharya, that we should cultivate in sravana and kirtan. And then every living entity is not related as like a conjugal male. Every living entity has swarup, is constitutional. Some living entity, they can make highest progress up to santras only. Some can elevate themselves up to dasya only. And some sakya vatsalyan, then madhuri. So depends on what is our constitutional position. We don't know whether ultimately I am related with Krishna as dasyaras, santaras, dasyaras, ras, vatsalyaras, sakhiras, or madhuritas. I don't know. General, we cultivate bhakti, sravana kirtan. As soon as our consciousness purified, our constitutional position, our sahaj swarup is manifested. So, like you know, we hear that in Ras Lila, when Krishna was performing Ras Lila, Narad Ji was, he wanted to take part. He wanted to participate in Ras Lila. Shiva also wanted to participate. And they did. But that was not their constitutional sahaj swarup. They were related at Das. So since they desire to enter in Ras Lila, Madhurjas, so they were given temporary a chance. Lord Shiva was advised to take a dive in Mansarovar. He did, and then he entered in water and came out. Then he got the form of a gopi, gopi deh and move, and he took part in Ras Lila. And immediately after Ras Lila finished, then he had to come to his own consciousness. So if we really want to taste, of course, maybe our constitutional position is up to Dasya. So we may be, if we have desired, then Krishna will give a chance to relish that the taste of conjugal or madhuras. But immediately we have to. So general advice that we should cultivate Krishna consciousness, and our relationship, intimate relationship, it will spontaneously be revealed to us. For that we should not like hurry, no, I'm to get, maybe that is not your constitutional position or sahaj swarup. You are supposed, you are destined to make progress only dasya, then up to dasya only. Hanuman, he can't go beyond that. Though he is a highly elevated personality, and when a devotee elevates himself to das, he doesn't feel any like scarcity. he completely satisfied in himself. For him, it seems that this is the ras. For Mother Yashoda, she never thought about higher taste than her ras. She was thinking the vasality is the top. Hanumanji thinks that this is the top. I mean, they are satisfied. Not like they are, you know, I am like inferior type. Superior to me is Mother Yashoda or maybe Radharani. I should. Mother Yashoda, for Mother Yashoda, Vatsalya ras is the ras. And she is completely 100% satisfied. He wants to develop her Vatsalya ras only. Not, she never aspire for conjugal ras. So this topic, because so confidential, and also many times it is prohibited also publicly to talk about. You know the very much famous conversation which took place between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Raya Ramana. The sadhya sadhan talking this and that. One point it came, and to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately inquired about madhurya ras, different type of bhav, madanak, many and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally talks, ask Rama Ramada, if in further some higher realization, please take. And when Ramanandra was about to start, immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put his palm, no, stop it. In human society, people can't understand beyond this, up to this point. Though Ramanandra Rai was about to start the topic, higher topic, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally put his, literally put his arm in, no, stop it. Because further people can't understand, misunderstand, better. So for that reason, in Vedic, I mean, Gaudiya literature describe that when a disciple makes progress, he is not aware that whether he is related, he should be cultivate his intimate relationship as Dasa Sakhya Vatsal. So him and his guru, only two persons sit and then they discuss and they decide. The guru decide your constitutional intimate relation as a Dasa Sakhya Vatsal. So it is not for public discussion. Disciple, he first he makes in general progress, then whether he, what is his constitutional sahaj roop. So disciple and guru in night time, one a secluded place sit and then scrutinizing it with the help of disciple, guru decide that this is your constitutional intimate relationship. If he is like a Madhur Rash, then he talks about, oh, go by this sadhana, that sadhana, the different sadhana also. If someone is want to cultivate Vatsalya Rash, for him, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba is like their guru. They take shelter of Nanda Baba, Mother Yashoda, and in their subordination, according to their instruction, they make progress. Some dash, then Prahlad Maharaj, Hanumanji are good enough. So, because this is really confidential something, and publicly, even the highly elevated personality can't understand what to speak of public in general. So for that reason, it is restricted some topics of spirituality. Okay, I think we are getting late here. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthraya Srimad Bhagavatam ki.